Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bucks also start tonight. They are in Charlotte, their first game of 82. We are going to expand our Bucks coverage a little bit this season, which we'll tell you about in 9 minutes. And one of the guys we're going to talk to a little more consistently throughout the year covers the Bucks with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he is Matt Velasquez, and he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Happy opening day to you, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Matt.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I get up to watch that whole Brewers game, so now I feel like my body got stomped by Manny Machado, but in general, I'm okay.
Yeah, I tweeted late about the show rundown, and Matt retweeted it like 1 o'clock. Which would be 2 year time in the East Coast. And I thought, oh no, he's probably up watching that game. He's going to be in for a long night too.
I got to be plugged into what people in Milwaukee care about.
Yeah. Hey, they may need you on the World Series beat. Who knows? Because you've helped out in coverage before on other things.
Sure.
Remember you covered the NCAA tournament a few years ago. This Bucks team, preseason went by in a breeze. And I think that's a good thing. Short preseason, they reduced it last year, starting the season earlier. And I like this idea. I think it worked out last year. And the Brewers are kind of taking some of our time away, which is a good thing for the Brewers to be doing that for a change. But they're opening up their new arena on Friday night. Do you think this? I mean, is there going to be any less? Anticipation because of this arena opening on Friday night with the Bucks playing there, knowing that there's going to be game six of a playoff game?
I think there might be a little bit of a shine taken off of it. But at the same time, what a night for the city of Milwaukee that's going to be. I mean, you're going to have a packed house at Miller Park for game 6 of the NLCS, potentially with the chance to go to the World Series on the line for the home team. And then you're going to have, the brand new Pfizer Forum, which you would expect would also be, at capacity for its opening night, official opening night of the regular season home schedule. That's just going to be something that I don't think Milwaukee's seen in a long time. And it's really kind of an exciting sports night, no matter how it shakes out, just to have that many people coming out for the two home teams.
Might be the biggest night in the city, I mean, with two big events, because we've had Bucks and Brewer games going on, and Brewer regular season and Bucks playoff game, but never the opening night of a stadium and a game 6 of an NLCS going right down the road. So this might be, one of the biggest nights.
No, definitely. I mean, I think it's going to be really fun. I think, you take all that together and, people in Milwaukee are really going to get to show just what their fandom is all about, and just have two teams to be really excited about is, it's a breath of fresh air.
Bucks start tonight, 6 o'clock against Charlotte. In the preseason, they played 4 games. They scored 116, 125, 115, and then 83. Oh, wait, that was just at half of that game. 143. Bucks are putting up points, and for the casual observer, because Matt Velasquez on the beat here. He's watching every single possession of all these exciting games. But for the casual observer, you put it on for a little bit, you see a quarter, you see a ton of threes being made, and you see a team scoring 115, 120, 140 points. How much of what we're seeing in the preseason with the change of their style of offense and the point production can we expect now to see in the beginning of the regular season under Coach Budenholzer?
Well, I think there's a lot of it that'll translate. I don't think they're going to score that high all the time. I mean, that's just downright incredible. I mean, they had the most efficient offense of any team in the preseason, which obviously take with a grain of salt, but still something that we haven't seen before. They shot 40 threes a game on average, which, only the Rockets do that. I don't think they'll shoot them at that high of a clip during the regular season, but just the general process that they have where, the way the ball's moving, the types of shots they're hunting for, I mean, they took a huge percentage of shots in the restricted area and outside the three-point arc, which are the shots that, you know, if you look at the analytics, like, that's where you should be shooting. Those are the most high-value shots, and they've been, you know, really going after those, you know, basically every possession. And so, you know, they can continue hunting the right shots, putting guys out there who can space the floor around Giannis. And heck, Giannis is even spacing the floor himself. I think he was 2 of 5 on threes in the preseason. Really just looked good. And those were pull-up threes, you know, threes with confidence, threes that he wouldn't normally take. So when you have, you know, four guys around him who can shoot, and so that widens the spacing on the floor, he has more room to drive, and he's also shooting threes. I mean, that kind of really bodes well for what the Bucks can do during the regular season, even if they're not putting up 143 in a game.
Yeah, I was wondering if you kind of touched on it there, if they have the arsenal, if they have the weapons to be shooting threes like this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, you look at their starting lineup, and, you know, 1 through 5, they have guys who can shoot the three. I mean, Chris Middleton's been a 40% three-point shooter for seasons of his career. You know, Brooke Lopez shot 35% each of the past. You know, Eric Bledsoe's pretty good on catch and shoots. Malcolm Brogdon shot, you know, about 40% on threes, you know, in seasons already. Kind of go down the line, and you have a bunch of guys who can shoot threes. It's really a different look.
Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Twitter, Matt_Velasquez. It looks like the starting lineup, we'll see now, Malcolm Brogdon inserted maybe where we thought Tony Snell might be. The last time that we talked to Jason Kidd, the entire interview was every question we asked, he went back to Tony Snell. And that was to start, I think, the season 2 years ago. So we'll talk about Tony Snell today. What's his role going to look like, do you think? Because he was a guy who had a big role under Jason Kidd and then sort of faded a little bit, especially in the playoffs. If he's not starting, what do they expect from Tony Snell for the best production for this team, Matt?
Well, I think the general philosophy of starting Brogdon is you want to start your best five guys. You want to play your best five guys together as much as possible. I don't think there's very many people who would argue that Snell is better than Brogdon. I think Brogdon can just do more. He fits more into what Budenholzer likes to do in terms of having guys who can create plays and shoot and play defense and rebound and just do all those things. You know, Tony Snell's going to fit into a kind of a backup role now that, you know, he's going to be asked to do the same things he used to do. He's going to be asked to shoot spot up threes, and when he's in, he needs just if you had an open look, take it, and then play defense. And, you know, obviously if you could add some rebounding here and there, that'd be great. I mean, he's not known for creating off the dribble or, you know, doing anything super dynamic, but if he can just go in, get to his spot, shoot, and play defense, that's all they're going to need him to do for whatever minutes he's out there.
Do you think Giannis could get any better? It's like Kobe would work on one thing that was a weak spot in his game during the summertime, and he spent time with Kobe in the off season, and the great ones will do that. They'll you know, they'll learn from other great players, and they'll also use the off season to work on one specific part of the game. Do you think there's still room for growth with Giannis's game?
Absolutely.
Matt, we're losing we're losing your phone signal a little bit.
Oh, that's I'll stand still. Giannis was saying he wanted to work on his post play, and you know when that he's like, had I been named the coach yet? Because they don't do post ups, they don't do things like that in his offense. But instead, Giannis has really been working on a 3-point shot. You know, just every day in the gym, that's something that he knows he needs to get better at. Just cut the mid range out, get to the hoop, or shoot threes, and he's really confident in that shot. And, you know, I don't know how teams stop him if he can shoot the three with proficiency and confidence and get to the rim basically anytime he wants. So, I mean, that's how he gets better.
Going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out with a new coach. Matt Velasquez is going to join us throughout the season. Bucks have the Hornets tonight at 6, and then they do open opposite Game 6 of the NLCS on Friday night. Matt, we will be in touch throughout the season. Enjoy the game. We will enjoy your coverage, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.